after dust. Life 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 after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust. 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 If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story, you better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal, take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded, we belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular, can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel, it's all of the above. And it's all in one show, and it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life at Dust Live. It is another beautiful Tuesday in the show. I'm your boy, Steady Jane, and we got your co-host, the most in the building, too, my girl, Taryn Lamone.
Yeah, what's up?
So, yeah, man, we get it in, you know, as we always do, really one of the hottest shows on the net. And, man, I'm definitely glad, you know, you're going to get in on y'all. We always bring out some of the hottest news, hottest interviews, hottest music, and some of the hot mess, too. So we give y'all a little bit of everything here.
That's true.
And I see, bro, really big up to Righteous Hustle. See you, bro. Big up to everybody else that's in the show. Very much appreciate y'all for all the big support. We got a very special guest coming to the show because, you know, we're doing a big all month, the fourth annual Dust Model Month. And today we got my girl, Haitian Jewel. She'll be on in a bit on the show, so can't wait to chop it up with her, holding down from the GA. Definitely a good look, so can't wait to, you know, just mingle with her and y'all get to dig into her brain a little bit. But, question for you to that point, I got so many hot news, hot mess stories to go through. We're gonna be like a quick bam with it. That's how hard, there's so many. First off, man, y'all seen the story about a 14-year-old girl who's about to graduate from college?
And she's I think I heard about that.
Yes, 14 years old, and she's about to graduate from college. And one of the intricate things about this whole process is from age 8 through 11, she was actually homeschooled by her mother, who's a military veteran. So it's just interesting. You know, a lot of people take homeschool for granted. And some people know really aren't that good with the curriculum as far as the homeschooling. But if some of the parents are really serious about making it happen, like because of, you know, not having to have. You know, sometimes in these schools, in private schools and public schools and whatnot, you got to deal with all this standardized tests. You're always preparing for the standardized test, and you're not preparing for things you need to know to advance much quicker. And, you know, we always worry about the standardized test, so we always stuck in one loop. And it cracks me up because if you wonder why you know, people aren't really applying stuff a certain way because they just try to do something to pass a test, and that's it. And it's not really getting as far as they could be. And these people doing, a lot of people just doing homeschooling, they've really taken the time out to teach their kids, and they teach them at such a great rate that these kids are, you know, are being high, well far ahead of their grade. Like, it's crazy. They learn so much in one sitting because they don't have some of the craziness you got to deal with being in public schools and private schools. And had that go to public school, I'm doing just fine. Yeah, I'm doing just fine. But that's besides the point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just,
yeah.
The thing is, I wish that, you know, a lot of, like, I wish those schools would really take it into consideration of really being more grassroots about the curriculum and stop making it be the curriculum and trying to make the teacher also try to get prepared to the standardized tests and not really be focused on what's going on, trying to make them really learn they teaching them. And it's something that can be applied to anything. Like, you never know what you learn can come into effect. And trust me, especially if you're trying to be, you know, you're trying to be a magazine writer and stuff, and you ain't paid this in freaking English class, how the hell are you going to know how to be grammatically correct and also know how to write? So take that, don't sit there that crazy, really take that to heart and really pay attention.
Right, I agree.
Yeah, I was getting to add the school special on them real quick. But no, okay, so I'm moving to the next story. You got something going on. Southwest Airlines, planes landing gear crashes in, get this, guess what freaking state it is in? New York. What is it with New York, man? Like, all of these different crashes or planes are always happening in New York. 9/11, freaking Pearl Harbor thing, and then this. And those are, I'm just named three just off the top of the head without even, or no problem. And it's just like, wow, what is wrong with the air in New York? They were always getting a big plane crashes going on in those areas.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy,
yo. I mean, really, guys, like, come on, like, it's, I don't know what to say. It's crazy. And what it does is scare people into flying. And as far as, like, you, Turkish, you know, I've flown recently, and you've flown recently. Like, you know, as far as when you get on a plane, how did you prepare yourself? Are you ever nervous before you get in the plane because of all these incidents?
Yeah. I'm always nervous. You know, when I had to go back and forth, like, to Miami or anywhere I'm going, I always get nervous, and I literally will catch myself praying. I always end up praying on a plane. I'm never comfortable. I can't sleep on a plane, nothing.
See, if I'm on a red eye, you definitely catch me asleep. Be catching those Z's real quick, especially getting on internet. Oh, you're on a plane that you got internet, you catching them Z's ASAP. You ain't got nothing to do. Right. Yeah, so yeah, I mean, I remember I first got on a plane, that scared the hell out of me, and I was all nervous and stuff. So
man, what? Especially if you're sitting in the back. That's like, if you ever sit in the back, I remember the first time I had to be like 12, and I was sitting in the back and just feeling it take off. I was like almost in tears, like, this plane is going down. I didn't know what was going on. I'm like, never again. Never again did I let them sit me in the freaking back, because that was just horrible.
Right. And because I be like, shoot, that's why, man, I make sure when I get on the plane, when I book my flight, shoot, you got to have me in the middle or up. I don't really want to be far back. And I don't really use the restroom like that. I was on a plane that I used the restroom, I was on the plane. Hell, I'd be like, man, I wait till I get to, I need to get.
Yeah, I feel that. Definitely feel that.
One of my biggest fears, it don't even be about the fact that you're going to get, that the plane going to crash or something. It'd be more so than the fact, I'd be nervous that I want to get stuck in the bathroom door don't work right. and I'm taking the bathroom, that's the kind of shit that fucking scares me. I had nervousness about that.
Yeah, the bathrooms are scary too, though, especially when you flush and stuff. But yeah, I think it's just crazy.
I was like, man, that door is going to get stuck on me. I'm freaking the hell. Y'all think I'm about to freak the hell out. That door is stuck on me. And people are so nasty, and it's just, it's very unsettling. You know, it's definitely sanitary there. You got to deal with people that be on them airplanes and buses and stuff like that. It ain't nothing to play with. Okay, another story. Like I said, man, I'm whipping them back and forth. Got so many to go through. Another one. Oh my God, all I say is, you get the chance, catch this week's Love and Hip Hop, man. If you missed it, y'all gotta check it out. It was interesting, very interesting, and wow. And those clips I saw for the season finale, that's going to be crazy. Like, what the hell is going on?
It is. Because didn't Stevie propose to Mimi and Jocelyn?
Well, he didn't do it on his show, but no, they showing some clip of Jocelyn got in the rings and she had to be careful what she did. She got life partners in the goddamn ring. And not realizing that, hey, you giving Stevie J some room to breathe, you giving him some room to maneuver to make up another title, because you didn't really just say husband or wife or lovers forever or something. You know, and so that's why he feels like, hey, in order to keep himself held down, he wants Mimi for she's included, and you know, it's weird. I don't know what to say, like, damn it. Stevie, have you not heard the song? Stevie, have you not heard of you can't get any through Stevie? Have you not heard this, Stevie?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Stevie J is a mess. Period.
Yes, it's a goddamn face of the dude, man. It never ceases to amaze me. All right, so I mean, as far as the story today, that's pretty much the gist of the ones I wanted to go in on. Oh no, there's one more because I was gonna make sure I got this one in. Now, apparently, there was a freak accident that happened while somebody was performing. Have you heard about this, Taryn?
I haven't. Inform me.
Oh, apparently, Beyonce's weed got stuck in the stage, man.
Oh, yeah.
Had to be rescued by her bodyguard. They were talking about that at work today. I was like, no, Beyonce. Beyonce has the, see, the thing is, when crazy stuff happens to Beyonce, because she's Beyonce, everybody's always ready to make a big deal out of it and hurry up and put the stories up as soon as possible. Because, I mean, I'm a laugh regardless. I'm just a person, I like to laugh. But
yeah.
I'm like, imperfect. I mean, shit happens. And to me, this was just hilarious. But it was hilarious. Like, the joke I kept talking about all day at work, I was talking about, man, I wonder what she was. I wonder when she was, when she got her hair stuck in the fan, because, you know, I ain't really watched the video. And I don't want to watch it because it make it more funny for me to keep the joke going. What song was she singing when she got her hair So I just got all these jokes all day because I know it was like some performance she does to some of the songs that then she does and stuff she would do that would get stuck, like Crazy in Love. Was it Crazy in Love or the baby boy to the dirty one, and she dipped back in the head. She whipped her head. I was like, man, did she get a ticket when she was doing that song? Somebody said Halo. They wrong for that. They talking about her Halo came off her head and the weed came off. And like, wow, y'all doing the most, man. So, Beyonce, just know I got love for you. Don't worry. It's okay. Shit happens. And any day, I'm laughing, but trust me, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing with you more so because I think I laugh at everybody. People who I'm cool with, all that when crazy stuff happens to them, I laugh at them, but I don't mean that they lose my respect all of a sudden. That's stupid. Like, some people are like, oh, now all of a sudden that she is about their life or they're as great as she is because she got her hair stuck. Like, how freaking stupid
right.
could you possibly
be? Yeah, that's retarded. I mean, she just had a little incident. That don't mean she, but I don't know. I feel like anybody's going to have something to say regardless. But no, okay, that could happen to anybody. That's all.
Right,
really?
She just so you can bounce back. You can bounce back from it, no problem. So, yep, yeah. All right, so what we're going to do, we're going to go to a quick song break. We come back, we're going to go ahead and we'll get into the interview, okay? Okay. All right, so, so we're talking about Beyonce. Oh, Beyonce, why? Why shit to yourself? Okay, we're going to play Party Pop.
You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drip the swag goo. You a bad girl and your friends bad too. Oh, she got the swag, so she drip the swag goo. Oh,
I may be young, but I'm ready.
Drip the swag, goo.
All right, welcome back, everyone, to Life or Death Live. Your boy, say, Jay, your girl, Taryn Lamoski. That was
Beyonce's
artist. And she can still party all day, even though she got the weave sexy. I can hate her all you want.
Crazy stuff, yeah.
Now, yeah, we got the Spot That Step moment.
Oh.
It's a moment on the show where, yeah, as I told you guys, we got very special guests in the building today. About to bring it in. Some call her Britney, some, but to most of the world, she is known as the one and only Haitian Jewel.
Hello.
What's good?
What's up? How are you guys? I'm fabulous. How are you?
We all right. You know, Beyonce got a weave stuck, so I'm all right. I'm on mourning for her because people are really trying to come for her and trying to act like that it's because she got a weed stuck that she still ain't the boss of what she do.
Right. But Beyonce been had a weed though.
Right. I mean, they talk about because her weed got stuck in her stuck in the stage fan.
Oh, I saw that. That was crazy.
Yeah. But Beyonce's done a lot of crazy stuff. And yet she still bounces back and still killing a lot of these chicks. When she fell down the stairs, she was still being the boss of what she did. All that stuff. So people can say what they want to say, but she's making some big moves.
True.
So first off, you know, I want you to go ahead because we're gonna start from the name part first, so I can get to the modeling part. As far as, you know, let everybody know, how'd you come to name Haitian Jewel?
Haitian Jewel really originated from, well, one, me being Haitian. I was actually born in Haiti, and I moved to the USA when I was about 2. So that's something I always represent and I keep with me. And Jewel pretty much just came from life experiences. And, you know, acronym for jewelry, when you see it, you know, you see it as beautiful and nice and flashy, but it went through a process to get to that point of you wanting to actually purchase it. So me being through some of the life experiences that I have, I've been through and, you know, gaining wisdom and knowledge, I kind of put the two and two together and I was like, hey, why not you Haitian Jewel? And that's how I kind of came up with it. So.
Okay. Let me Haitian. I started talking about giving back Bugattis. I had to go in. So as far as, you know, when modeling, you into that prospection, like, how'd you get started to modeling and what led you that direction? Like, how'd you get started into it and whatnot?
I actually had an interest for it when I was younger, in about middle school. And at that time, I was living in Maryland, which is where I was raised. And I was going through the paper one day, because I was just weird like that as a kid. Like, I read the newspaper, and I saw that they were looking for models. And at the time, it was, I'm sure a lot of people have heard of them, John Casablancas. And they were, you know, registering for their new classes that were getting ready to start and all that. So basically, to make a long story short, I signed up. I convinced my parents. They paid. I went through all the classes and did all that stuff. Of course, it didn't help in any way other than me taking personal experience with me. And then I set it down for a while, went to college, did some of that stuff, went through life, you know, became a teenager. It wasn't until after I had my daughter that I was like, you know what, it was something that never went away. So I was like, I know this isn't a phase. So I said, if this is the time for me to pick it up, I might as well just do it now. So what I did was, I started researching and get myself prepared, and I was like, first thing first, I got to get some pictures done. So I found Alco Photography out of New York, and he came down here to Atlanta, and I shot with him, and the rest is history, pretty much.
Hey, you know, I've been people in you, even before you even did this, you know, I saw how for a while, you know, you put up good pictures of candid pictures that weren't necessarily professional pictures, but it was showing up good posing and eye contact and stuff. And
right.
Because some people, they just put Instagram pictures up and call themselves a model off the top of the dome. And
I know, right?
Or they crack me up. They call them professional models, and they say they book. Then they have booking. You can book me now and ask me for my rates.
Right.
How can
right.
somebody get rates for somebody
yet.
That ain't never done shit? Like, seriously.
Right. I mean, I'm seeing a lot of that now, though. Like, I mean, and I guess, I don't know, that's the game, but to me, that's just, like, false advertising, and that's crazy, because I feel like a lot of girls really work hard for this, and a lot of girls really want it, and I feel like if you just coming in and you just want to be an Instagram model, that's fine. By all means, please do it, but then don't saturate and, you know, take up the space of the girls like myself that are really serious about this and really want to do it and put our time and our, you know, all our effort and energy into all this, because I feel like, in a way, it's like a form of disrespect, so, but I have seen a lot of that.
Right, booking, asking for my rates. Excuse me, your rate? Like, I'm sorry, and I'm about to discourage some people, but real talk, don't come to City J with that rate stuff, and you ain't never done a shoot before. You ain't, how can someone base rates if you don't even have any work for them to base off they want to work with you or not?
Teddy, don't be mean. We don't want to hurt their feelings.
Oh, no. Oh, Sarah, you better let it know, Tara. How do we do things on here?
Yeah, we don't care about nobody's feelings. We just
care. We don't sugarcoat. We love everybody, but everybody, the people that love us because they know we do not sugarcoat. If you want something sugarcoated, you're going to buy some Frosted Flakes out here. But we ain't got time
right.
to sugarcoat. If you want
to
sugarcoat, go buy some Frosted Flakes.
Do something right.
This ain't the place here. We ain't got time for that. We're respectful people, but we ain't got time for that, man. Like, that little bunny foo-foo nonsense of putting you on false security. We try to give you the real, so you won't go ahead and go, and you won't be able to turn around tomorrow and say, well, they ain't telling me about this. No. City J and Tara told you about that. Whoever else tell you something, give you some fairy tale, oh, well, you're going to have to live in their fairy tale.
Right.
We're going to tell
right,
you how it is.
At the same time. I think at the same time, you have to, you know, learn your craft, and you have to, I mean, just like being a doctor, he's not just going to go and just operate on somebody. He has to go to school and learn it, and it's the same thing with modeling
right.
or just anything. You have to teach yourself, and you have to learn and, you know, gain information and study, like what I do personally, like I study other models and study, you know, models even now or models like that came before, like in the Tyra Banks and Naomi Campbell era. Like, that's really what started for everybody pretty much. So go back and, you know, do your research and really find out what game you're playing before you get into it, because if not, you're going to get burned and you're going to be looking real crazy like a lot of these girls are looking right now. But, you know, that's the game.
Right. And stop waiting for handouts. That's what I really can't stand. Stop waiting for handouts.
Right, we were talking about that earlier, right? Right, everybody want a handout, but don't want to put nothing in your hands.
They want you to wave a magic wand and make the photographers come to them. Come, seem, Salabim. I want all the photographers
right.
to come my way. Bam. Like, and then all of a sudden, all the freaking photographers will just block to you.
Right.
But, okay, so going to more, so you know, because you see how we... You didn't got a taste of how we don't care. We're no filters on here. We have no time for that.
I see.
We're going to do some more, you know, as far as with, you know, going in depth more with your first shoot and whatnot. Kind of give us an insider of the preparation for the shoot. You know, what were some of the ideas that were going back and forth to make it happen? Kind of. Take us behind the scenes of what happened to make this shoot successful.
My photographer was great. Like I said, he's Al Cole out of New York. He's with IBM. He was awesome. He is like more than just a photographer. He is like a photographer. He's like a teacher. He literally took his time with me. Like, he asked me questions I think that most photographers don't even ask models or girls before they shoot. Like, he asked me, like, can I pose? He had me actually go in and look at, like, different areas of, like, outside. Because I reside in Atlanta, so he had me, you know, look up different parts of Atlanta that would be really artistically, you know, creative to shoot at. We just did a little bit of everything. He went from house to house. I was going to have my hair. to me sending him pictures of outfits. Like, I mean, he just, he really puts his all into it. Like, he is really, really awesome. And then when you get there, like, he just makes you feel so comfortable. He puts on music for you. You know, he just, he does whatever he can to really, like, have you relax. Because I was nervous because it was my first shoot. So I was, like, freaking out. And he was just like, no, relax. Just, like, have fun with it. You know, don't think. And he just really, like, I learned a lot from him, honestly, from my first shoot. And I told him the other day, I was like, I really didn't expect, you know, so much love and positive feedback was going to come from this. But it was just like, I think us two working together and him being the first person to shoot me, I think I made a really, really good choice. So that's kind of what happened. I think you got to get involved with your photographer in a way, you know, talk about some things, have some concepts on the table, play back and forth with it, and trust your photographer too. That's the one thing I can tell these models, especially if you're new. A lot of them will try to, like, you know, tell the photographer what to do, but I think that it's in your best interest, especially if this person has been doing it for a while, to really trust them, you know, on what looks good for you and what, you know, kind of doesn't, and just collaborate and meet halfway. So that's kind of how the shoot went, but it was awesome though. I had a great time, a great, great time.
So what was the magic, what music was it that they got you in your zone that he was playing?
What did he play? A little bit of everything. I'm like a, me, when I want to, like, you know, get in my little mode, I mean, he kind of had a little bit of everything. I like more of like a hip-hop and, like, you know, R&B type of feel. But, I mean, I can do some turn-up music, though. Depending on what outfit we was on, it was depending on what my mode was feeling. So when I was, like, in my black look, which is, like, my personal favorite look of, like, the whole shoot, like, we just completely, like, turned up for that one. So, but that was cool, though. That was cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was like, they, I mean, you said it still blows me away and just seeing that it's not, you know, it's like looking at your pictures, your record pictures, it wasn't like it was drastic. I would love to see that by the model. There's not drastic change where, oh, my God, she looks like, you look bad before the shoot and out of the shoot, then, you know, because they, how can you ask someone to get, you know, people trying to book you to come do events, they don't want you to come to the event, you look like, you know, on the picture, you look like freaking,
right.
You know, you look like, you look like,
exactly.
The princess, you look like the princess on Princess and the Frog when she became
right.
A princess, you
look like 100%
but then time. When they see you in person, you look like the frog, like, how, I mean,
right.
There's no way, you got to be, yeah, come hard with it, man. So I was
right, and that was
yeah,
I mean, that
point.
Was a thing for me too. I wanted to. If anything, I just wanted to, like, enhance how I look. I didn't necessarily want to change everything about me. And that was one of the things that I did personally, like, before I even had a shoot. Like, when I was, like, networking with people and they're like, well, you know, I need to see what you look like and stuff like that. I didn't have any professional pictures. So all I had to send or go off of what was in my phone. And I think I think it worked in my favor, actually, because, like, when I go to these shoots, like, it's me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you saw in the picture and what I sent you is what you're going to see, like, when I knock on your door, like, hey, I'm here. So I didn't want to go too drastic about it, like, whoa, that's not you in the picture, you know, because then it, like, leaves room for error, and you don't want that. So, yeah, that was my thing. And I'm, like, mostly, like, you know, team natural and all that stuff. Like, I love makeup, and I'm a girly girl, like, to the max and all that stuff. But 9 times out of 10, like, I'm pretty much just, like, hair pulled back, kind of cool type of chick. So, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, I'm about to ease up for a little bit. I'm about to let...
Yeah,
I'm gonna let Karen
yeah.
do her thing because I know how she. You think if you? I mean, there's two parts of the evilness. It's myself. It's, we both come together. It's not a good look. It's scary. You gotta be ready.
I know that's my girl. She's going off on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm gonna let you step into the world with Karen.
Know.
It's about to get crazy.
Y'all don't know. I had to go off today on this dude. He is like,
she tripping. Did. I saw it. I was like, girl.
No, Sandy, sorry. I had to back that up real quick. Dude that called in on the show is like going crazy because he was mad because I wouldn't let him suck my toes and take me on a date. Now he's talking about me and Sandy had relations. He was like, you and Sandy pulled those listeners. Y'all have had relations. I'm like, really? Talk about I'm going to expose you on my next show. Okay. You never see me in person. But
wow.
Whoa. Slow down, way. You know that's all about me. What did you say? Run that back again. What did you say?
He said that we pulled our listeners, okay? We pulled our listeners and anybody will feature in the show to see me riding on Steady J. It's all on Twitter. You can go on his stuff and see me coming back. It's
oh,
all
wow.
Right. if you don't see him, he's been calling my phone blocked. He has never seen me in person. And if you guys listen to his show, on his last show, you're going to hear him on his show talking about, I really want to date you and all this other stuff, and talking about sucking on toes on his damn show. Like, nigga, you got a problem.
Wait, you said the one that you were a guest on?
Yes, yes. He is so unprofessional. The one that called in the show, said he, and was talking about
Is his name Greg A. King?
Greg King, yes. He just asked.
Oh, he just followed me on Twitter, though.
Yeah, like,
hey, I mean, wow.
Better. We have to do better, baby. I'm just like, come on, you're a grown man, and you're blowing up my phone.
We usually don't promote names, but that's not really a secret, because it came with a show. My thing is this. I cannot, and this is one thing, you know, y'all know how I say flirtatious things in the show and stuff, but God damn it, there has to be a line you draw at some point in time and let it go. I don't care if the model, I don't care if the person in the show was single or not single, whatever. Don't mean you just going to act like they're a piece of meat the whole show and you just won't give them air.
Right.
Exactly.
Like, that is so disrespectful.
And then he's calling me out my name, and it's so crazy because he was talking about God will punish me because I wouldn't go on a date with him. And all this
oh, God. I mean, how freaking that?
God,
you know what? You know what? You know what, turn?
Girl.
Mm-hmm. And he was hating on the show. He was saying that we were fooling our listeners.
Yeah, yeah. He said we pulled our listeners, and he said I'm a devil worshiper, and he's going to tell the whole world, which is so crazy.
Oh my God! Because people know there've been people who tried me, and the people that are on the part of my show, they tried the show so much, and they failed horribly. Don't be the next victim of the person that try to start these little corny-ass beefs with the show. It's not going to work. I guarantee you. You won't see the light of day with the nonsense.
Exactly. I'm a devil worshiper. I'm like, okay, go ahead and expose it. That'll be something else on Google. I don't care. Anyway,
right.
Back to our interview. Okay, how can you describe your style to everybody? So if I was to say, come on, girl, we're about to go to breakfast. Meet me downtown in 2 minutes. What would you grab? Would you grab some heels, a dress, some kicks, and some type of jeans or a skirt? Like, how would you explain your style to everybody?
When I go out, baby, I show out. That's just how I am, because I'm in public, and because now, like, people are trying to drill it into my mind that you a model, so you showing beauty, and you always got to be. You know, I'm always going to be head to toe as far as my dress game goes. I may not always have a full face of makeup on, just because I don't personally like wearing it if I'm not shooting or doing something really important. But my face will be clear, and I'll have, you know, some lipstick on, and some my eyes be really nice and stuff like that. But I am a heel girl. I do love heels. I believe the higher the heel, the better. Anything from a nice fitted skinny jean to a nice pretty blouse, princess shoes, anything flat I'll wear as well. I'm just very fashion forward. Like, I love bright colors and patterns and stuff like that. But then at the same time, it's like I love black because I have a small figure, so it makes me look good. So really whatever, like, I like pretty much I can kind of, like, you know, make it into something and pretty much make it go. But overall, I'm a girly girl, so I do like to dress up.
I feel that.
I do.
Now, where do you see yourself going in, like, the next year or so? Like, what are your goals? Do you want to continue progressing in modeling, or are you trying to venture off into some other talents that you may have?
Oh, definitely venturing off. Modeling is always going to be a passion for me. It's always going to be my first love, always, just because that's what sparked the fire in me at first. But definitely I want to get into writing. That's something that I do. I write a lot of poetry. I want to eventually publish a book about my life. I love to act, because I feel like if you acting and you modeling, you know, it kind of has to go hand in hand in one of the same family. So I definitely want to start acting, getting into, you know, some shows, eventually do a movie. like I said, I'm into fashion, so I want to get like a line started in makeup and hair. Just I want to do so many different things right now. It's just like I'm just taking it one step at a time, one moment at a time. But definitely, I want to venture off. I think that you, if anybody should though, like you shouldn't just stay with just one thing. You should, you know, kind of dabble and focus on one thing and start there, and then like branch off and see where else you can go. Because there's so much out here, you just have to, you know, figure out what works for you. So definitely, definitely venturing out.
Okay, cool. Now, got to ask a question for the guys. Are you single, dating?
I knew this was coming. I knew it was coming.
Oh, I told her. She died playing. I told her,
I knew it was coming. Honestly, I'm going to keep it 100, and I'm going to say it's complicated. That's all I'm going to say. I'm just going to say it's complicated.
Oh, Lord, get your face up again.
I did. I had to bring a Facebook on, y'all. I did. That's all I'm going to say. It is complicated because I don't know if he's listening and I don't want to say nothing crazy. So I'm just
let me
like,
give her one of these. Complicated? Get Joe looking.
Oh, God. I knew that was coming, y'all. I knew it.
It was only right.
She's like a Facebook status.
It's complicated.
Oh, Lord.
I did.
But what are your views now and as far as, like, the modeling industry? What are your positive and your negative views?
Well, let's start with the bad first. I think the negative part of it is that this industry is so materialistic, and I think it's shady in a lot of ways and shallow, because a lot of people try to base it off of all of, you know, what a girl looks like. And I feel that it's more to the industry than that. I think you should acquire at least or require for the girl to have some type of talent. I think being pretty nowadays isn't good enough. And I think that a lot of times people get stuck on status. And they have an issue with dealing with, you know, new girls and new models or girls that are just breaking into the game as of myself. And they feel like, you know, well, no, I don't really want to work with her because she's new. And, you know, of course, new people in any position takes training and time and stuff like that. But I think if you have someone that's willing to work and actually put in the time and the effort and the energy, you know, like, why not? I think there's so many... But, like, good quality girls are looked over for these girls, like we called them earlier, Instagram models nowadays, that are just willing to take any amount of pay or any amount of anything and be and just have their name attached to anything just to get some shine. Whereas in myself, I'm like, no, I'm not going to associate myself with just anything or put my name on anything because this is my brand. This is myself, and I'm building this. So I want it to be positive, and I want to represent myself and my name in a certain light. So I think that that's the negative part of it, and, you know, people just don't want to work with you if you're not on yet or whatever. They might not think it's cool, whatever. But the good part of it is people like Fetty, people like yourself, people like, you know, like shows like Dust Spot, and, you know, people that are actually willing to give fresh faces, you know, a chance to actually get their name out there and get their story heard and get an opportunity and a chance to, you know, break it in because, I mean – I just get tired of seeing the throwback videos. I'm sorry. Like, I'm just over it. It's just like you're so saturated. It's just like everyone's in the same pose, the same concept, the same thing. And it's just like, let's get some fresh faces in the game, man. Some new talent, some something, just something. Like, just do something else. So I think that's a good part of it, is people like you guys that are actually willing to give, you know, girls like me a chance and an opportunity. I think that's the best thing I've seen about it so far, and people that actually, you know, respect that you really want to do this. Because, like we said, there's so many girls that just play with it that, you know, sometimes when you have a photographer or somebody come at you left field and just think you here just to, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and you looking at him like, excuse me, sir, no, I'm here to take some pictures and go home, you know.
Exactly.
So. Right. So, yeah, but I mean, it's cool. So far, it's cool. I've had my negative moments in it, even though I'm starting out and, you know, I've had people that have tried to tell me no and they didn't like my pictures or my look or whatever. But I think all that just adds more fuel to my fire, honestly, and it just makes me go even harder for it because I know I'm sexy. So, you and I try to, you know. All right.
Good to be confident. Really good to be confident.
Right.
You know. I definitely feel you. That's what I said about the game. Like, a lot of girls don't understand, you know, modeling isn't the same. Like, you get people that will really try to get you and make up lies. I mean, as we just seen on my Twitter, shout out to that. But
right.
So much stuff. Other than, I'm talking photographers, so much stuff, and then just seeing other models. I mean, a lot of stuff ain't everybody's fault because models done did this stuff before. So they feel
right.
Too comfortable with it. And they think they
exactly.
Can get from other people. But, and then a lot of girls are in the industry for the wrong reasons, too. Like, you got to look at it. Like, what do you have? You know what I'm saying? That's going to keep you pushing. Because there's a million other girls that are models and strippers now. So what makes you different? You know what I'm, you know what I mean?
Right,
so,
exactly. Like, you're not going to be a model trying to be somebody's baby mama. Like,
yeah,
that's about why we already got that show.
Yeah,
we already got that show.
Yeah, that's another thing. That's why I like and I like respect people that got more talent. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, it's really being themselves. That's what I like.
Right.
You know, everybody now is focusing on what somebody else is doing, trying to imitate that at times. Or, you know, they just, I don't know. I just peep so much stuff on a regular with what people do and them trying to recapture images. Really, they're just jocking something they done seen. And I'm just looking at it like, well, you know what I'm saying? You got to remember, everybody was born an original. You feel me? You don't,
right.
Don't have to go about things in a certain type of way. That's what I see with
exactly.
A lot of models, with a lot of dancers. Like, it's just, it's crazy.
It's the same thing. Right. And that's why that was my thing, too. Like, I didn't really want to fall. And my photographer that I shot with, he kept it 100 with me. He told me that, off break, like, our first shoot. He was like, you know, I really didn't want to get into the whole, you know, eye candy and victim type of thing. Like, I salute the girls that do that and connect and actually really, really pull it off, because I know a couple of them that can. But like you said, you got to find out what suits you and what fits you. And it was just like, that just really wasn't my thing. Like, and it's cool and it's sexy, and I can do a couple shots like that and I'll pull it off and it'll be cute, but I can't have every photo shoot like that, because that's not what I'm trying to aim for. I think you got to know your audience. I think you got to know who you're talking to. You got to know who, you know, you want to target, and then you got to kind of go from there. Like, I really fell in love with the whole pinup and the high fashion and glamour and beauty type of thing. Like, I really, really fell in love with that. And just because I'm thin and I have a small type of frame, you know, that's what I wanted to go after, Victoria's Secret type, Maxim type of looks. You know what I'm saying? Because that's what I feel suits me and looks good on me. And it doesn't work for every girl, you know, but you have to find out what works for you. Don't just follow the crowd and just try to fit in with everybody else, because everybody else is in eye candy and Vixen, and now you looking crazy trying to look like her, you know, like, so you gotta do what suits you and what works for you. And then I think that if you're confident in what you're doing, people won't love it and they're going to respect it, and it's just going to take off by itself. So
that's true.
Yeah.
I definitely agree with you. Now, what are some things that you like in a guy? Do you discriminate?
No, honey. I do not discriminate. I am open to all nationalities, honestly. I really am. I think because I've kind of, like, growing up and me being Haitian, like, I grew up in Maryland. So Maryland is, like, really a diverse type of state. So I grew up with Haitians, Jamaican, Dominicans. I had all types of friends from all over. So I never looked at anybody as, like, nationality or race or color. I just looked at everybody as, like, my friend. That's how it was. And I did the same thing when it came to my dating life. I was just like, I'm a type of female. If I like you, I like you. That's just how I am. I can't change it. Like, it is what it is. But number one thing I look for in a guy is he has to be able to make me laugh, because I'm so, like, I'm such a goofy person, and I love to laugh all the time. And I feel like if you can make me laugh, that is going to be the one thing that's just, like, going to make me melt all over you. I like a man.
Number two, you got to break her back.
Oh, Lord.
Right. Like, he just has to put that in there. Right. Yes, Eddie, that is a good thing, to know how to break the back in. But really, like, just I like a well-rounded, like, family-oriented type of man. That's like, I like a committed man. I love a man that's loyal. Like, all that dope boy cheating type of stuff, like, that was so played out in high school. I left that back in 2005, and it's 2013 now, and I'm not looking for that. Like, I'm looking for the real deal. So,
she's looking.
I know you see how we got over. I told you, I
didn't
want to
Y'all trying to get me tore up. That's what matters.
Okay.
Y'all crazy.
That's really
what I look for. That's pretty much.
Cool.
Okay.
Now,
I got a question for her. I want you to take, and this is one of me and Terrence's favorite parts, is we like to be taking our minds and be traveling to different areas, even when we're not there. And that, in this case, I want you to take it to your city. Take us to Baltimore, because that's your pride and joy there.
Are you sure you're ready to go there?
If I was a person and I said, let's go, I'm about to go to Baltimore. I'm about to go on like a Friday, and I'm trying to have a good time, trying to find a place to eat. I'm trying to find places to, you know, shop at. And then, of course, after all the eating and shopping, I want to party too. So kind of tell us the spots that you recommend for us to go to.
Honestly, I would really, like, the main part that everybody would suggest you to go to, I would say, would be, like, the harbor. That's because that's just, like, where all the tourists go. And then you being a tourist, you not being from there, definitely, I would say go there. the aquarium is really, really nice. You have a really, really great aquarium, the National Aquarium. That's a really nice place to go. Baltimore has so many places to shop, like, it's crazy. I really could give you a list of places. Like, it's just so many places to go. It's just so many places to go. Like, my favorite place, honestly, is Towson Town Mall. God, where else can you go? You can do anything. There's really everything you can do. That's why when I moved to Atlanta from Baltimore, it was a culture shock, because I was just like, what? This is not like back home. It's kind of quiet, and people are just so different. But, I mean, it really all depends on what you're looking for, honestly. What you're looking for, what you're looking to do. We have, like I said, the aquarium. We got the science center. You got all the, you know, convention centers that, you know, the stars and everything come to. And it really just all depends on what you're looking for. We have the best crabs in the world. I don't care what nobody tries to tell you. We have the best crabs in the world. So if you guys ever take a trip to Baltimore, you need to eat some crabs. That's pretty much the art district is really nice. The music scene is awesome. Broadway and Baltimore. It all depends on what you're looking for. Whatever you're looking to do, we got it there. We got it in my city.
Yeah, I guess for the crowd, we don't trust if you don't we be going in the river. But I'm gonna be quiet. I ain't gonna go in too hard. Now, you said the food, you said the shopping. Now, you didn't even have a party. If I want to go party, where did I go?
Dude, partying. I like the strip club, personally. I don't mind watching other women dance. That's kind of my thing. But, Right. If you're looking for a good gentlemen's club, I know they have Norma Jean's is pretty good. But look, Baltimore, though, if you want to be honest, Baltimore is, like, really hood. I don't want you to think you're about to go to Baltimore and, like, just be seeing all these bougie people and be, like, be stuck up. It's not like that. It's really hood. So it's like the jungle. So when you go there, it's about to be the hood. But it's fun. Like, you'll have a good time.
I mean, The Wire was based there. Come on, people.
Right. So, if you can only take that in your bag. Exactly. So, it really all depends on, like I said, like, where you want to go, what you want to do, what you're trying to see, and what type of crowd really you're trying to, you know, be around, honestly. Like, you can have, you know, your little uppity crowd and everybody's doing their thing. And then you can have your ratchet crowd you want to get. But that's like, we had the place like Eden's Lounge, the Power Plant, Havana Club. It all depends on where you're trying to go. Really all depends on where you're trying to go. I went a little bit of everywhere because that's just where I'm from. But it's nightlife, though. If you're trying to party, are you going to party? You will do that.
How'd you feel about your Ravens, you know, reading the Super Bowl and whatnot?
Man, when I tell you I talked so much trash, I did. because everybody was still trying to be like, you know, I live in Atlanta, so everyone's like a Hawks, you know, in Atlanta, Georgia fan, whatever they are down here. And when we won, I was just talking so much trash, and everybody was like, oh, whatever, Baltimore stole, like they cheated and all that, whatever. We won that game fair and square. Fair and square. So, all, like I say to everybody, how about them Ravens? That's all I'm going to say. Until February rolls around again and the next team wins, that's my room to talk trash. How about them Ravens? That purple and black.
Hey, it's going to be a tough season, man. I mean, a lot of interchanges didn't happen. And you think y'all going to be able to have a repeat? You know, that's going to happen?
I mean, I'm confident in my team, man. You never put your team down. I'm confident in my team. We lost, you know, our good player. You know, he hang his cleats up and everything. But I think that if our boys really focus this year, I think we can bring
Avery,
them back in.
You want me to go to this? I got a list over here. I got a list this year y'all lost.
I think we can do it again. I think it can happen. They gotta be focused. They gotta be focused. But I think
Terrence said you gotta get Terrence said not to Well, you said that the Detroit Lions got something to say about it.
True.
But it ain't bad. But anyway, I don't care neither what y'all say. Them Dallas Cowboys. They for
I
deserve it like every year. They going to get number six, man. They going to get number six this year. I don't care about you. You can hate up who y'all want to. Number six is coming.
We got Reggie Bush this year, so I'm trying to see what's up. I'm trying to
right.
see what's up. But
it's, I mean, y'all, I got Mega try too, so I don't know, man.
Yeah,
y'all
we got a few people. And it's going to be a better season than what you, it's going to be a good season. I know that. So, but I rock with the Dallas Cowboys and stuff. I do my thing. Like, I love football. So it's like I be rooting for different teams when they go against each other. But at the same time, it's just like Lions. That's my heart, though. I don't care who they're going against. They could be zero.
Right.
Barry Sanders. Yeah. Got Bears. I mean, you get so many letters from all the teams. You go here all day. And, oh, man. Okay, so final question I want to ask you. As far as if today was your last day and you wanted everybody to remember one thing about you, what would be that one thing you want everybody to say when you departed?
She was a good person. That's really what I would – that's my mark that I would really want to leave. I think that that's what I try to – I want to say the word preach, but that's what I try to put out there and spread is positivity and love and, you know, being there for one another and actually helping each other out. Because I think that that's why the world is in such a rut that it's in now is because everyone's just kind of looking out for themselves and worried about themselves. When at the end of the day, that was – I don't believe that that was God's plan, you know, to begin with. So I think that that would be the thing – that I would want to be remembered by, that regardless of to all her flaws and her shortcomings, that whenever I needed her, she was there. And that's the type of person that I am. I hold a loyalty to my people that is loyalty surpassing loyalty. Like, when I rock with you, yo, like, I rock with you. Like, that's just how I am. And I'm a Scorpio, so it's like, you know, we territorial and, like, overprotective and that type of stuff. I mean, we like a mama, you know. So that's just how I am. But that's what I would want to be remembered by, is, like, being a good person, being funny, just, you know, living life to its fullest and not being that person that's, like, you know, so serious or always mad and stuff like that. So I would just want to be remembered as a happy, joyful person, honestly, that was there for people. So, yeah, that'd be my legacy. She was cool.
That's what's up. Now, as far as let everybody know how they can keep up what you got going on, you know, let everybody know your links, you know, your Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff. Oh,
definitely.
You know, and, you know, don't make us just start on Modern Mayhem. We had this long discussion about that earlier.
Right. I didn't, we had a discussion. That was, oh, my God, that was so crazy. But I didn't, though. And it was crazy because everybody, like, when I started networking, was, like, asking me, like, do you have a Modern Mayhem? And at first, I didn't even know what it was. I was like, what is that? And they were like, what? You don't know what a Modern Mayhem is? But then on the flip side of it, I've talked to a lot of people that are, like, they had one, and they don't even get on it anymore. So I'm like, well, what's the point? But for me, because I started out on Twitter, you know, and stuff like that, that's really how I kind of got, you know, my spark and my name and meeting people that I met. So definitely I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram at Haitian, Haitian, Jewel. It's all one word, J-U-W-E-L. A lot of people hit me up and they put J-E. It's not an E. I hate that. That's why I switched it. I changed it. I'm unique, and that's why I did it that way. So it's H-A-I-E-I-E-L.
I'm one person. I effed up like a mug.
He was like, my bad. I'm going to go back and fix it. I was like, dude, that's not my name, though. So, yeah.
You know what's funny? Everything else, that was the only time I ever spelled it wrong. I always spelled it right. I don't know what.
Right.
That
I was
moment,
like, and then
it
was
wrong.
Like, I needed the link, you know what I'm saying, so I could start promoting on Twitter and everything like that. And I was like, Shuddy, ain't nobody going to be able to get to us, Double Dog, because that's not me. Like, who is that? And it was like, when you click on the profile, it was like an egg. So, like, it definitely wasn't me. Like, I know this girl ain't trying to model with an egg as a profile picture. But, so, yes, I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram. I show love and I follow back as long as you're respectful and you don't go through things that Tyron goes through. You know, God's acting erratic, which I get a lot of that. But all I'm going to do, I tell people off break, I don't deal with none of the internet drama, the back and forth and the beefing. I will spam you and you will be blocked. That's it. Like, I have no tolerance for the social internet networking, none of that BS. Like, I'm there to strictly network and meet people and I'm about my business on there and that's it. So definitely catch me on Haitian Jewel on Twitter, on Instagram. I'm there. Show me some love. I got photo shoots coming up, features coming out. So you guys just stay posted, man. Haitian Jewel got things happening for her right now. So I'm real excited. I'm real happy.
All right.
That's what's up.
Well, you know, we appreciate you for coming through the show. It was definitely a pleasure, you know, showing some love. And, you know, making this your first interview, you know, big ups to that.
I know, guys. I'm so happy. I had it with my people. Yes. Like, I'm so proud of myself. Oh, I'm coming up.
we pop a lot of cherries on the show. And no, we're not talking about the vaginas. We're talking about first time on the show.
Right, we busting bubbles
around
here.
We got a lot of that.
Cherry
poppers. Cherry
poppers. Right. Like, we bring folks back down to reality. Like, we letting them know what it really is this year. You finna learn this year. So, but thank you guys for having me, man. I had a great time, guys. I got to definitely come back. I enjoyed you guys. You guys are hilarious. I didn't think you guys were as funny on the air. You guys are crazy.
You know,
you guys are crazy.
I'm telling you, people, you got to catch us every day, Monday to Thursday. We don't play. We do not play, Lord. We don't play. So, all right, so in case anybody missed the show, Terry, let us know how to get the show.
Okay, you guys can find the show on dustbot.com, also the TuneIn app, or on iTunes, and on blogtalkradio.com/SettyJ. Just like that. That's it.
All right, bye, guys. Have fun.
Bye.
Y'all, you got the ball out. Y'all know, remind you everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember. Well, there's a J.
Uh-huh.
Oh, there's a Terry.
Yeah.
Oh, there's a Haitian Jewel. Oh,
hey.
There is.
Oh, man, I want to give a shout out, though, real quick. Can I give a shout out, real quick, though?
Yeah,
we can
do
a shout out. Oh, thank you, yo. I want to give a shout out definitely to my daughter, Nariah. She's 2, and I love her. That's my baby. She's the reason why I do all this. And I want to give a shout out to all my Haitians worldwide, all in Maryland, Florida, Miami, everywhere, all my Zoes, man. I'm representing for us in this, so shout out to y'all, and I love y'all.
That's what's up.
I'm going to say a shout out to all the girls that don't work together and walk around.
Uh-oh.
Walk around together and they got on the G-string. And they G-string, why they stream turning brown because they got a crusty ass. Shout out to the girls like that.
Oh,
yeah, he ain't right. But shout out to all our listeners, man. We really appreciate y'all.
Yes,
all the professionals,
man.
Listening, man. We, you know what I'm saying? We respect that. My girl Jade is tuning in right now. She told me that she texted me and told me to give her a shout out, so I kind of got forced. So, Jay, what's up, baby? Here's your shout out. Everybody else, you know, I mean, it's just all love. I respect the listeners. They keep growing. Shout out to my man, Steady J. Shout out to Jewel. Shout out to everybody that came on the show.
Shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Alco Photography, too, man. The whole IBM family.
Shout
like,
out to
baby.
God.
Right. They
one more shout out, too, man. I want to say a shout out to the people that's going to do that out there selling their food sales so they can get some money go tricking the strip club. Shout out to them guys, too.
Teddy, you're just out of control, okay?
I just want to make sure. I just want to make sure y'all show some respect and give everybody a shout out. That's what I'm trying to do, man.
off the chain.
All right, y'all, we are out. All right, in the words of Michael Jackson, this is it.
We up. We out.